Amen. Amen. He's great, isn't he? Just take a seat. Really want to welcome everybody this morning, particularly those that are guests here this morning. You've come with friends or family that are part of the church here. So we really want to welcome you. They have a great time this morning. You know, it's great to relax in church when we come together. In church, we don't have to be totally serious and all the time. And, you know, we can relax and enjoy. You know, God has a sense of humour. And he created us as people. And if we have a sense of humour, then God must have a sense of humour. Not just because he created us and gave us life, but because we're made in the image of God and we have the same kind of nature and characteristics as God, so we can laugh and relax and enjoy. Anybody else want to run across the front of the meeting at all? Okay, how many of you have brought Christmas presents with you? You got some here today with you in the meeting. All the young, some of the young people, yeah. Anybody else? Tim, what did you get for Christmas, mate?
Socks.
Socks. Anybody else? You brought a Christmas present with you. What did you bring with you, mate? A hat. England hat. Cool. Are they going to win the World Cup this next coming year? Yeah. Maybe, maybe not. Okay, there's a bit of a maybe there. Anybody else brought a Christmas present with him? Graham?
Socks.
Socks. Grace? A Barbie. Oh, how many of you got Barbies for Christmas? All the white boys got Barbie dolls. Dan, you've got a real baby there. You don't need Barbies anymore, mate. You've got a... Hey. Anybody else bought Christmas presents with you? Yeah, right at the back there. What did you get? You got some drumsticks. Did you bring them with you?
Yeah.
Cool. And somebody's bought an electric guitar there, look. Hey. Anybody else? Karis, what are you wearing? Have you got a princess's dress on? Yes. Okay, how many of you have already, you've received some gifts already then, so far? How many of you, you're kind of saying, hurry up, Pastor Clive, because we want to get home and get on with it. Everybody puts their hands up, their feet in the air. Everybody stands and leaves the building. Right, thank you. Now, at the back here, I have a suitcase. I'm not leaving. It's even got my initials on it. It's my parents, actually, I think, isn't it? One of about 300 suitcases, you know. Okay, now, if you have a Christmas present with you, stand up. If you've got a Christmas present with you, do you want to stand up? If it's something you're not wearing, okay, if you're wearing, then keep it on, okay? But if it's something you're not wearing, please come out to the front with it. Bring it to the front. If you brought a Christmas present with you and you're not wearing it... What have you got there? Basketball pen. Cool. Okay, spread out a little bit. Okay, now, maybe for some of the little ones, you won't want to do this, but for maybe some of the bigger ones, if you just like to turn around and place your Christmas present on the stage. Have you got another one of those?
Yeah, let's burn the deck to go and burn
it. Okay, place it on the stage, it's quite nice, quite nice, okay. Right then. Now, would you like to go and sit down and leave them with me? Okay, anybody over the age of let's got to be careful. It's 7 or 8. You can leave it with me. Anybody younger than that and you want to take your present back, then take it with you, because we don't want to upset you. Do you want to take yours with you? Or do you want to leave it with me? You take it with you. Are you going to give it? Oh, thanks, mate. Thank you. What have we got in here then? Thomas and Friends. Oh, you want to get it out? Okay, just chat amongst yourselves. We're going to play Trains, all right? Okay, that is so cool. Look at that lot. Are you going to set this up when you get home? Okay, we're all right, see you later. Okay. Wow, that's cool. It's a quad bike, isn't it? Yeah. You're not shy at all, are you? Stage. There's a few hundred people there. Look at all that lot. Say hi. Say happy Christmas. Do you want to say happy Christmas to everybody? Cool. Let's give him a massive, massive round of applause, shall we? That is such a cool present. I'm going to go over there. A nice one. I'll come round later on today and we'll have a game of that, shall we? Cool. So what have we got here then? A book in French. Oh, dear. Anyway, it's got pictures in it, so I'm all right. Okay. What else have we got? Is that for the bath? Wow. Okay. Cool. Drumsticks. Oh, an iPod. That'll do me. Thank you. Another one. Another iPod. Another sort of... There's lots of nice presents here. Who's got an iPod or something like that this year? An MP3 thing or a digital gizmo? Okay. Well, thanks very much for all these gifts. Elastigirl. I'll leave that on there because I don't want to break it. Oh, stay there. Thank you. This is great. Maybe I could give that to my wife later. I could eat those in a minute. Oh, this is good. Oh, more food. Spinning to whose is that? How old are you? Goodness me. I thought you had mature kids, Graham and Sarah. You know. There's a few MP3s. That would go down the market. That'd be great. There's another one. This is cool. This is a good Christmas for me. What's he doing? Anyway, I'll check that one out later with another one. That's nice. Cool. You don't mind if I take these home with me, do you? They're not the duck. There's a real live one back there. Oh. Whose is that? God, look, catch this. Feel that. Just squeeze it. It's therapeutic. Maybe just chuck it to somebody back there. Chuck it over there. Oh. The Mission Bell Delirious. That's good. Right, we'll leave these things. I don't want to break them. Now, this is great. Okay. Is that one of the white boys again? So you got some discipline issues with your lads. Excuse me. I won't put that in there, right? Now, it's great that we've all received, or will receive, gifts this Christmas. And it's nice to receive some gifts in public. So you know what you've given me. We've all witnessed it. And you've all let go of those things that you received this morning. So thank you very much. It's great. We've actually got it on. I don't think the video's going, but now Christmas is a time, isn't it, of giving, of receiving, of demonstrating to each other our love and appreciation. So we want to buy things and we want to give to each other. And already, those of you that receive gifts and you brought them to the front, it's like, I don't know whether you've done that reluctantly, thinking you are going to get it back because it's church and it's an illustration. But this is a new day. There's a new scripture. There's a scripture in the book of Hezekiah that says, lay your Christmas presents at the leader's feet and do so willingly. So I'm receiving that. It's not in the NIV, it's in the Message Bible, okay? You'll find it in there somewhere, okay? But already, for some of you, you've had those gifts and you feel like you've left a part of you down the front already. And you're waiting for the end of the meeting when you can come and get what is yours. But you already feel like you can't leave the building until you get your gift back, right? Because you'll feel like you're going to leave without something that you came with. Is that right? Or can I keep everything? Because, you know, when we get given something, straight away, it feels like that's mine, it belongs to me. And when somebody maybe asks us to give up something, we feel like we're having to give away something that has already become part of me. And this little illustration with the Christmas presents, even however great or small, expensive, or it doesn't matter, that thing, it's the fact that you were given something already in the last hour or two, it's mine. And now somebody's come along and said, would you like to give it to me or leave it at the front? Now you're sitting down there thinking, I haven't got what I came with and I can't leave until he opens that case and I can take it with me. Now, Jesus came in the same way, that he came as a gift and he came to give himself to us. And he came to give himself not just to keep himself for himself and just to come and do something for himself, but he came as a gift to mankind. And as in one sense, you've come and laid your gift on an altar or on a stage or on a particular place. And in one sense, I know you're going to have it back. But you're having to lay your gift and saying, okay, I'm going to let go of that. I'm going to walk away and go and sit down. And now it's going to be up to me now. What do I do with the gifts that you've given me? What I could do is this. Ooh, there's a man dived inside a bag there. Now what I could do is decide to... Would you like a rubber duck? No, okay. Would you like a rubber duck? I don't know what's in there, Paul. Maybe you could give that to your wife.
I'll give it to Joe.
Give it to Joe. But you see, you've laid your gift over here, and now I'm taking your gift... And what I'm doing with it is I'm distributing your gift to somebody else. Now, you have a choice. You have an album, a pair of drumsticks, or a French book. A pair of drumsticks. There you go, mate. French book.
Doesn't a French book, yes.
Mission album. Spanish. Well, I don't know. See, everybody should speak English anyway, so... Well, God speaks to me in English, so he must be English. He's never spoken to me in German or French or anything like that. Okay, couple of these. Would you like one of these? Cool. Would you like one? Now, what's going on? You came with your gift and you've laid it down and I'm taking your gift and what I'm doing now, I'm distributing the gifts out to people who really need them. Who wants this zingy little whizzer? Yeah, just... Any kids, you're going to have to give these back at the end, all right? So just... There you go, you can play with that. Try and use the battery up so he... He's a bit old for it, really, isn't he? And you want a beanie? A little baby, you can wear a beanie. Okay, now... What are we doing this morning? Christmas is all about gifts. It's all about a gift. And Jesus is the ultimate gift. And really, Christmas presents are a token or a sign of Jesus being a gift. We give gifts to one another. I know it's become very commercialized, but we give gifts to one another because we want to celebrate who Jesus is, and we want to give to one another at this time of year. Now, what does Jesus come? He came as the gift, and he laid himself, if you like, before the Father. And then what God did was he took Jesus as the gift, not just for himself, but so he could distribute to people who didn't have what Jesus came to give, so that Jesus became the gift, not just to come for God as salvation, but he came to be a gift for you and me. And one of the things that God wants to do as we come with our lives is not just lay a gift of something we were given, but he wants to, that we offer our lives as a gift to God in this coming year. Because God wants to take our lives, like we've put these gifts here, and he wants to distribute our lives into other people's lives so that we become a gift into somebody else's life. And that gift into somebody else's life could be something, an act of kindness. It could be that you buy them something because they don't have something. It could be buying them food. It could be praying for them so they get healed. It could be leading them to the Lord. It could, in some way, that as we give ourselves to God, he takes us, if you like, as we lay ourselves before him and says, I want to put you into other people's lives as a gift. And some of these gifts have got different values. Some are expensive, some are not so expensive. But to the individual that receives the gift, it doesn't matter how much it is. It's the fact that they were given something. Something happens on the inside of them because they were given something. And however great or small we think something is to somebody, just a simple word of encouragement, or a simple phone call or text message or email, or you just pop in to say something or do something, something that the Holy Spirit just prompts you with maybe, and the way you look at somebody, treat them, might not seem much to us, but because God wants to distribute us, if you like, into people's lives, whatever gift we might be at that moment can change somebody's response to God. It can melt their heart even. It can maybe change their perception of who they think God is because somebody's taken time to be a gift into their life. So some of these gifts are like, give me that MP3 player, whatever. Some may be just a tiny little thing. But it's the impact of what God does through us when he redistributes our lives. And so this Christmas is about a gift, and his name is Jesus, coming into our lives, the ultimate gift. But we can celebrate Jesus as the ultimate gift. But then also he says, because we've received him as the gift, then we now become a gift into other people's lives. I don't know if you've ever seen yourself in that way. But you become a gift. That what you come bringing, good news, you come bringing something that's going to encourage and change and touch people's lives. Amen? Amen. Now, all of you that were given presents out, can you just quickly come to the front? And if you could just put those back on the stage, that'd be cool. Now, you're re-giving what you've just received. Those of you that came originally to put something on the stage, you want to quickly stand up and come and get whatever you put down here. So if you came in the beginning, Elastigirl.
It's vinyl.
Oh, sorry.
Elastigirl's a girl.
Who's that one? Yeah, good. There's one last person. Is that yours? All right. Cool. Let's all stand up, shall we? Your life is like one of these. Or you are like this, except you've got a head, a couple of arms and a couple of legs sticking out. But God sees us as a container. What does a suitcase do? You put things in it so you can carry something somewhere, and then when you get to your destination, you can unpack it and then you can take the things out. Without that suitcase, you wouldn't be able to take everything that you want to take there. You could wear stuff, you could carry stuff, but you can't get as much, take as much with you unless you got this with you. And God is putting things in the suitcase of our life, And he's even put wheels on it to make it easier, the Holy Spirit, okay, to enable you to have whatever. But God has put things in our life, and this, what he wants to do is unlock the various things and open out our lives so that when people look into our lives, they can see all the different gifts that are in there. Because somebody might just need one thing here. Somebody else might need something else. But we have loads of gifts. We have loads of things from God. And this year, what we want to do in 2006 is live like an open suitcase.
Yes.
That people can look into our lives and they can pull something out. And as they pull something out, that gift changes them. They can receive something.
Yes.
And then God's going to come to their life and do the same thing. Now he wants to take them and distribute their life in a new way into somebody else's life.
Yes.
So we're going to pray. Is that all right? And we're just going to thank the Lord that we're all suitcases. Not nutcases, but suitcases this morning. Just thank God that he's made you a carrier of his life, a carrier of his love, a carrier of his presence, of peace, of grace, of kindness, of whatever it is to meet somebody's need in whatever context that we're in. So let's pray, shall we? Thank you, Jesus. Just close your eyes and we'll pray. Father, we thank you that you gave us the most amazing gift in Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are just beyond words, who you are and what you've done for us. You're incredible. What you've done for every person that is alive. And we thank you that you have made us carriers of your life. You've created us to have relationship with you. You've created us so that as people we can have your life in us and we can know you, the living God, the awesome God. And Lord Jesus, we want to honor you. We want to serve you in this next year coming up. We want to be like that suitcase where we can carry all of your character, all of your nature. We can carry who you are in our lives so that when we are with other people, that it's like our life can be opened up and people can see into our lives and can see your goodness, see your grace, see your love, see the way you've healed, see the way just attitudes and in a good way and all the different things about who you are in us. And they can see something and say, man, I want to be like that. I want that. Can I be like this? Can I have that? And we're going to find that there's just things coming out of the suitcase of our life, if you like, that we didn't even know were there because nobody's ever really drawn on it. But we thank you that you want to draw on all of your goodness in us in these coming months and this year. So Father, I'm open, I'm available, and I want you to do that in my life. And I know together we want to do that as Christians, Father. So we thank you for who you are. We thank you that we can celebrate you being the gift today and all the gifts that we're going to receive and all the gifts we're giving and all the time we're going to have with family and friends today. But Father, we know freely we have received, freely we can give. So I thank you that this is going to be a year of not just receiving, but a year of giving and giving your best because you've given us your best. I thank you, Jesus, that no price will be too high for any of us in terms of just giving to others and what that might be. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe just turn to somebody around you and say, you're a suitcase. But you're a good-looking suitcase.